When private citizens' civil rights are violated by the government, typically they have the opportunity to sue. But under a recent Oklahoma Supreme Court decision, that might not be the case for inmates in Oklahoma jails and detention centers. State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports.
The Supreme Court ruling was a huge setback for people arguing jail policies, practices, and misconduct led to their own suffering or the deaths of family members. The justices said a recent amendment to state law eliminates citizens' ability to sue governments in charge of jails and prisons for violating their constitutional rights. The drama began with an unpaid fine, a brutal jailhouse beating, and a back surgery that spurred lawsuits against jail authorities more than 8 years ago.
I can't play with my children. My wife has to help me put my shoes on, my pants on.
That's Daniel Bosch telling Tulsa's KJRH News how jailers who attacked him at the Cherokee County Detention Center changed his life in 2011. He was arrested for an outstanding fine. After being handcuffed, video shows a jailer grab him from behind, slam his head into a desk, and then deliberately fall backward to smash Bosch's head into the floor. Several other jailers immediately piled on top of Bosch and carried him out of the camera's view. Bosch suffered a spinal fracture, but the jail didn't send him to the hospital for 2 days.
I can't work. You know, I can't go places.
Shortly after he got out of the hospital, Bosch decided to sue. Spencer Bryan was one of Bosch's attorneys. He says the team claimed excessive force under state and federal law, but their state law claim ran into a huge obstacle, the Oklahoma Governmental Tort Claims Act.
It pretty much shuts the door on any claims arising out of a jail.
The Tort Claims Act basically says that local and state government can't be sued for an employee's actions inside their regular scope of work, and jail operations specifically were immune. Bryan and his team made a gamble. They changed their case midstream and sued the jail authority for violating Bosch's state constitutional rights, a relatively new claim. And in a surprise decision by the Oklahoma Supreme Court, Bosch won.
The first question was, does this right even exist?
Bryan says the court decided it did. Oklahomans could sue on a claim their state constitutional rights were violated. The court also said employers could be sued for employees' actions. And the court said these claims could be applied to pending cases. Bryan says local governments freaked out. City and county leaders thought this could lead to a flood of expensive lawsuits, so they called Randy Graw.
I'm an attorney in Oklahoma City, and I previously...
Graw was a state representative for Edmond and North Oklahoma City when the Bosch decision came down in 2013.
It appears that it's open season, not only on those governmental entities, which are the taxpayers.
Graw says he and then-Senator David Holt, the current Oklahoma City mayor, pushed a bill to change state law so that even lawsuits claiming constitutional violations would have to go through the Governmental Tort Claims Act. The act already made Oklahoma governments immune from lawsuits stemming from jail operations. Graw believes the legislature originally intended for constitutional rights claims to be covered, too.
The court did not find that way because it wasn't clear. It was ambiguous to them. And so the amendment just closed the gap.
The bill passed overwhelmingly and was signed by then-Governor Mary Fallon, but Spencer Bryan argues the legislature nullified constitutional rights that only Oklahoma voters should have power over. And he says in December, the Supreme Court backed them up.
You don't have any private right of action under the state constitution.
Now, Bryan worries about the implications for his clients who are still trying to make Oklahoma jails pay. They will likely have to sue under federal law, which Bryan says is exponentially harder because federal law doesn't hold governments responsible for employees' misconduct. Randy Graw says there has always been a struggle to balance the costs of government liability and citizens' right to hold governments accountable. He says if the pendulum swings too far in one direction, it's the legislature's job to make a correction. Daniel Bosch didn't survive to see the long-lasting effects of his case. He died after a heart attack in 2014. His family has settled their lawsuit with the Cherokee County jail operator. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.